I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean 4 times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
So, is this on?
Nice. Last pick in the draft.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Nobody wants you.
You suck.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my birthday boy brother, Joe Pisano, and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Well, before we get to all that,
right.
And that sounds amazing.
Birthday show for the birthday Joe.
I say we start off with that big announcement from this week.
Holy shit. Yeah. I have a lot to say about that.
Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. Sir, this is the best dollar I will ever give you because I'm so happy to give it to you.
This is the greatest dollar I have ever received in my life.
With a tear in my eye.
Eric, it happened.
We got a top 10 of all time with QB.
Eric.
So they're going to go, what, 7-?
Fuck you, Eric.
If I can win the Rumble, the Jets can win the Super Bowl. Woo!
We are going to the Jets home opener. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much money it is. It might be $500. Fuck it. I'll throw it on a credit card.
I don't care if it's the Chiefs. I don't care if it's the Cowboys. I'm telling you right now, Buffalo Bills, we got your number. And you are going down.
Hey, did you see the price of the NFL Sunday ticket on YouTube?
No.
Oh, it's expensive.
Jesus. Fuck.
We might have to go to that Jets bar every week.
Hey, that wouldn't be so bad.
Especially this year.
Yeah, this year might be good.
Man,
oh, my God.
On your birthday, Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets.
I called him up. I'm like, look, it's my guy Joe's birthday, and he really wants a good quarterback for the Jets.
There you go. You didn't even have to get Joe anything else.
No.
There was this great video I sent to Andrew where these guys are trying to get a hanger on a pole, which really has nothing to do with it. And their first throw is like, Aaron Rodgers
is on the Pat McAfee show and it fails. Yeah. And then the second one is like Aaron Rodgers, Jets have a major announcement, like it fails. And it's all these things. And then it's just some random Monday afternoon.
Right.
Boom. The hanger catches.
Yeah.
And they get Aaron Rodgers. Just randomly on a Monday.
Yeah.
So, sure.
Very exciting.
That's the only major announcement I had. I don't know about you guys.
No, yeah, I can't think of anything else worthy of a major announcement, especially in wrestling. A lot of times they say they have a major announcement. Triple H is starting to look like Tony Khan every fucking week, coming out here with major announcements. Yeah, what, you got some allergies?
Yeah.
Wow. And, I got allergies!
You know, they don't really come through. But before we get into all of that...
You know who came through?
Ooh. Who came through? Me and you?
Me and you.
That's right.
For our boy Joe.
Oh. Did you like Wonder Twins power my present?
We did.
Kind of.
Form of double-ended dildo.
Hey, that's 10 plus 10 is a $20 gift
that's
this
right.
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This one is from me. Or we can just say both are from us, right?
Yeah.
This one's from me specifically, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nothing, again, not wrestling related, but awesome.
Yeah,
because I don't have a good Mets hat right now.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. A black Mets hat.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That'll be great in the summers.
Yeah.
They didn't have any Jets hats, so
I looked.
That's all right.
It was like they would have been
Mets with a baseball team, baseball cap.
There you go.
Yeah.
This one's from Eric.
Some studded leather pants.
Wow. Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
The second Flash trailer came out today, so...
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, Batman.
Don't look at the back if you don't want a small spoiler.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to put it back in the box.
Let me see.
When does the Flash come out?
Is it really that big?
Eh. Hold on. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I want to know. Hold on. When does the Flash come out?
Like June.
Oh, wait. I can't wait. Hold on. I'm still looking.
Okay.
Still looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They kind of teased all of this.
If it's Christian Bale, don't show me.
It's not Christian Bale. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
What thing do you think?
Hold on, let me see. I bet I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
What, that?
Dark Flash?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, you just said it. I pointed to it and you said it.
Yes.
I guess we're going to have to actually edit this one.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know what that is.
So I don't really care.
I mean.
He's like, give me it back.
Back.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. The fucking trailer came out today, the new one.
Oh, did?
And we're going to watch it, right?
I won't say it, but Michael Keaton says another one of his
famous
lines.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Shields.
No, not that.
Okay.
No,
better. I always like that one.
But it's better than that.
His dad would say it all the time.
Yeah.
Shields.
So, all right. Next up, we have to obviously promote the Patreon.
Is it? You weigh more than 102 pounds.
No, it's not that.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, it is.
I don't think she's going to be in it.
When he picks up Flash by his neck.
All right, so we have a couple new patrons
to
thank.
Well, thank you. Sorry. Thank you so much. Awesome presents, guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
And amazing. If you need to send Joe a present, we'll send out a post with an address, a P.O. box.
Well, this year, there's a fundraiser for my birthday, like a lot of people do on Facebook, and the fundraiser is me. Send me presents and give some money.
Yes.
The human fund.
The best one.
That's right.
All right, so need to shout out a couple new patrons. Thank you to Travis Booth and Christian Chenny. Nice. Thank you to those people. You can go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, $5 a month. Gets you everything. Weekly AEW recaps. We got all the brackets, all the pay-per-view recaps, like WrestleMania.
Speaking of brackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there a new bracket this month?
Oh, shit. I still have to edit that fucking thing. Yes.
Shit.
The worst botch of all time brackets.
In-ring botch.
Is coming out. Yes.
Yes.
In-ring botch.
I think they were all in the ring, right?
Yeah.
None
Let's
of them
just
out of the
put
ring.
It Why as does that a matter? Tentative yeah, no. part one.
Wow. Of course,
yeah.
There's probably going to be more of those.
Because, like, three great ones happened after we did this.
Yeah, all in AEW. patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You could also now start getting the bonus episodes on Spotify as well.
Yes.
Mm. So if you want an easier way to view those, you could do that on the Spotify app.
Yeah.
Nice.
But,
it'll play the video for you.
It will. The video is now available. That's even the free version, the one you're listening. If you're listening to us right now, if you go on Spotify, you could also watch the podcast just like you would Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's pretty cool. That
What's wrong there. With wrestling? It's just like Joe Rogan.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
It is.
And what else we have to do coming up? There's a pay-per-view coming up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. We have next week is going to be our Backlash predictions.
Wow. So is it officially Backlash or WrestleMania Backlash?
No, they've been calling it just Backlash.
Just
now.
Backlash.
I'm fine with that.
They've gone back and forth with the pay-per-view name. I am your reigning, defending What's Wrong with Wrestling pay-per-view prediction champion.
Okay.
I successfully defended it at WrestleMania, just like Roman Reigns. And also, like Roman Reigns, I am a double champion because I also have the AEW one.
Yeah.
And again, also like Roman Reigns, I don't feel like I need to defend my belt at Backlash. Roman's not defending his belt at Backlash. You know, he's the tribal chief. And I'm the tribal chief of this podcast. So I don't feel like I have to defend it. And I think I'm going to take this one off. Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, a better pay-per-view.
You know,
maybe Saudi Mania.
I was kind of thinking the other day, I'm like, you know, for the life of me, I just can't beat Andrew for this stupid fucking title.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know what I did?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I have my own pay-per-view prediction title.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? It has just as much lineage, and it's on the same level as your title.
Huh. That's interesting.
So I am also pay-per-view prediction champion.
Wow. Good for you, I guess.
Funny you should mention that, Eric.
What?
Oh!
I'm also a champion.
Huh.
Oh!
Because as Ric Flair said, if you can't beat the man, get your own title.
Yeah. He said that.
Yeah.
So
look
it up.
We're all champions.
Wow, we're all pay-per-view prediction champions.
Let's just get
champions.
More belts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking lame.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, pretty fucking lame, guys.
Yeah.
Mm. Holy shit.
So how did we not predict this scenario?
They've done it so many times. They've
Let's
done it so
just
many
combine
times.
Those titles and make a new one.
Yep.
Yeah.
But no, I'll admit, I like this belt better than the other belts.
When's the last time they did this, by the way?
They
created a new belt.
Universal title.
2016.
Yeah.
And the first champion was?
And they just unified Fowler. The other two titles, right?
And he lasted
one day. they unified. Yeah, so I'm sure Roman will have one belt now. We'll talk about it more later.
There's a rumor that they're combining them, I guess.
Oh, wait.
Well, Triple H. I mean, they have to.
Yeah, they have to.
This is so fucking dumb.
Is it going to be the WWE Undisputed Universal title now?
That's what Triple H said.
Yeah.
They better fucking.
We have the audio. We can listen to it again later.
Just go back to the WWE title, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the biggest question.
Yeah.
How long till Roman gets this other title?
Yeah.
Of course. That's the whole thing.
SummerSlam. Like,
he'll beat Cody for it at SummerSlam.
That's what I hate about having multiple champions. That's what I hate about constantly changing what the fucking thing is called. What's the lineage here?
Yeah.
Right.
Is he the WWE champion? Is he the Universal champion? Like, I don't understand. Like, once you go through it all, it gets very confusing.
And this is the World Heavyweight Championship, right? Like, the one he made up.
Yes.
And
yes.
He just brought it back.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when I was handed a championship by Eric Bischoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that
again. This is a shitty version of that championship.
I know. Well, yeah.
It looks like shit. And you might be saying, no, it looks pretty good. Yeah, that's because you're comparing it to all their other shitty belts they have. Fine, it might be the best one that they have right now, but it still sucks.
Yeah.
Compare it to the classics, compare it to the Winged Eagle, the big gold. Like, it doesn't compare at all.
Right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So, all right, SmackDown opens with Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar.
I want to do, thank you. Now, I'm going to do Judgment Day segments or matches total.
Okay.
Because I really feel like this show should be called The Judgment Day.
It should.
Yeah. Yeah, like NWO used to spray paint NWO everywhere.
Yeah.
They'd even be like, welcome to Monday Night NWO, you know, when they came
to
the ring.
Right, right,
I really think they've gone all in on Judgment Day.
They have.
Who still can't really win that often.
And they suck.
Like, they lost.
Worst fucking stable ever.
They lost 2 out of 3 matches this week. It's like, what's the point?
Like, Retribution, I guess, is the worst, but they never really did anything.
Right.
Yeah. They were just
LWO, they're pushing as a real thing.
Yeah,
right. And it's like Loser's World Order.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they're the fucking job squad. Than it is, you know, Well, LWO is also a job squad-ish.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like NWO. You still thought of NWO and, you know.
It's just a shitty, what if you did a stable called GX and you call, like, it's just lame.
Right, you know? Right.
Ray hit the 619 on Balor and Escobar hit the splash after, but they didn't know that Balor wasn't legal. And then Priest pushed Ray into the ring post and then hit Escobar with the South of Heaven chokeslam for the win. Mm. Whatever. Most of these are just matches that happened and they're not important this
week.
Haven't
we seen these two wrestle?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. For like the past 8 weeks?
8 months, I think.
Sure, yeah.
Backstage, Zelina Vega tells Adam Pearce that she wants to challenge Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship at Backlash because she's the only Puerto Rican woman on the roster, even though she's won nothing, hasn't won a match.
Hey, she was queen of the ring when that existed for 10 minutes.
And that's right.
Hey, Adam, since I'm standing in front of you, I think I should have a title shot.
Pierce tells Vega, I'll get back to you, but she ends up getting the match.
Sure.
And she was also holding a flip-flop the entire time.
Well, she was going to beat his ass as he got in line.
Hispanic women, I don't know, flip-flop.
Our mom did it. She's full Italian.
Yeah, I never had a flip-flop thrown at me, and I dated plenty of Hispanic women in my life.
Well, our mom did it all the time.
You dated the right ones.
She'd throw her shoes all the time.
I might get hit from right here.
Next up, we have a Shinsuke Nakamura video package. Just showing like how cool he is with this Japanese voiceover guy
who might not
actually be Japanese.
There comes a time where there is a man who can fight, and he fights Shinsuke.
It was like South Park when they're doing it. Shinsuke Nakamura-san is really it's and then Karrion Kross cuts a promo. And it looks like a fucking green screen background.
Sure.
It looked like the fucking WWF Warzone video game where they're all just like in the fucking garage, someone's garage.
Right.
And he cuts a promo bragging about all the people he's lost to since his return. He's like, Drew McIntyre, I settled him. You lost. Matt Kemos, okay, you beat him a few times.
Right,
but no one cares.
Then Rey Mysterio, he's like, I made Rey Mysterio go crazy. And it's like, he beat you.
Yeah.
Even Rey Mysterio
beat
you.
Yeah.
You are the biggest jobber. And now he says he's going to take away Nakamura's honor. No, you're not. You're going to lose, too.
Correct.
You're going to lose again.
Here's the biggest problem with the company right now. When you bring these great guys to the company that are cool and they have momentum, you have 72 championships, but none of them are changing.
No.
The same Bianca's had it for a year. Gunther's had it for a year.
Yeah.
Roman for 3 years. Yes. When you don't change the titles, you can't give them pushes.
Usos just finally lost them.
After a year.
Yeah.
And again, there's four tag team titles, two different teams. Ugh. They've had them both.
By the way, why are you combining Roman's belts but not the tag belts? Yeah. Why is Sammy and Kevin still walking around with two belts?
Right.
They have to. I feel like they got to make that announcement on Friday.
And isn't one the SmackDown and one the Raw?
Yes.
And why are we having a draft when everyone's just on both shows constantly?
Yeah.
Like, what are we pretending we're doing?
Well, how long these?
We'll be like that for what? Like a month, and we'll just be.
Yeah, that's how long this lasts.
Are there any wild card buttons on
that? No, but there's plenty of words. I mean,
that's tremendous.
All of this is from that. All that shit. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wonder they always last
Roman,
a month.
Roman might have to watch Raw. I'm assuming he's going to Raw.
I don't know.
I don't watch Raw.
You assume he's going to Raw?
Yeah.
No. SmackDown's the bigger show.
It is.
Only because it's on Fox, which will end soon.
But that's, in a year and a half.
Yeah, and then they'll do another draft right before it.
And then whatever show gets the better network, that will be the premier show.
Yeah.
Since 2019, that's the first time SmackDown was ever the premier show because it was on the better network.
I guess they want Cody on Raw with that.
They've had so many drafts and Roman just keeps getting drafted to SmackDown every single year.
Right.
What a coincidence. So next up, we have Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Viking Raiders. Roman did his choo-choo, and then Valhalla distracted Braun, and the Raiders double-teamed him. Ivar hit the splash off the top rope, but Braun kicked out. And then Ricochet hit Ivar with the Swanton Bomb off of Braun's shoulders for the win.
Yawn. For nothing.
So Nick Khan did announce that they might have to start doing some cuts again after they were acquired.
Oh.
And I think this whole match will be gone in like a month.
Hopefully.
I mean, think so.
Oh, my God. And I like Ricochet, but he's just, you know.
The problem with, I feel like the reason why they won't turn Braun heel is because all their male champions are heels.
Yeah.
Literally.
Also, what him as a heel is almost too powerful, yeah, right? Because
right,
he's a monster who's turning, right, flipping as, fucking 18-wheelers,
yeah,
over.
Yeah, as a bad guy, he can flip an 18-wheeler.
Right.
Yeah. As a good guy, he can barely hold Ricochet on his shoulders. Right. I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah, well, that was so great where he flipped the 18-wheeler, and then like a month later, he could barely lift Big Show.
Right, yeah.
And then as he's running, he's doing the choo-choo, and he sees Valhalla, and Cole Eve doesn't even believe his own bullshit anymore. He's like, oh, Valhalla better look. Yeah, yeah, he's not going to hit her.
And they didn't
came out like that.
They didn't call it a number one contender match, but Cole said, you know, whoever wins this, possibly, maybe, kind of, sort of, might have a title shot, a title opportunity. Sorry, Vince just told me he was going to kill me.
Vince just hit my shot collar.
A title shot opportunity.
He has a buzzer up his asshole.
That's where Vince would put it.
Like a butt plug.
Yeah. A title shot. Oh, Vinny. Oh, Vinny.
Opportunity. Opportunity. What?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Anyways, next up we have Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez for the women's tag titles.
To show you how far the titles have fallen.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Two girls that randomly put together that won the titles, and two other girls that were randomly putting together that don't deserve a title shot.
No, they won one match.
Oh my God.
Well, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And then, you know, splashing water.
Liv
and they
got her revenge.
Yeah.
Water.
But okay. The previous week, Chelsea threw water in her face, and like, that's very disrespectful, you know, whatever. She freaked out. This time, Liv pours the water on Chelsea's head, and Chelsea's like, ah! Chelsea starts melting.
Wicked, yeah. Witch, well, Witch of the East. Yeah.
Chelsea wasn't expected to get like squirted all over. I didn't know Liv was a squirter like that.
And I guess Chelsea Green is such a dominant wrestler that they couldn't even like get a legit win on them.
No, they had to cheat after the acid water was dumped on her.
Yeah.
Liv rolled up Chelsea and Raquel put her foot on Liv's ass.
Her big toe in her.
I wasn't going to shit on this match, but there's so much wrong with
so
it.
So much shit.
The faces are cheating. Water decides the match. It wasn't really a couple of little bad moves. I'm just
sure.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, what a mess.
You know what happens when you have a shitty women's tag match?
Yeah.
You know what happens when you put Chelsea Green in a title match? You know what happens?
What?
You just got rolled up.
Yeah, that's right.
No, yeah.
That's what happens. That's what happens. Rolled up. And really, that's not even a roll up with help.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Xavier Woods versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship.
Sure.
Xavier Woods, who never gets pushed, never gets anything. They were just like, hey, we need someone to challenge Gunther.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need someone to lose to Gunther.
This was a one-week build, and the build was, you played the trombone while I was talking to my friends. Fuck you. That's the build. Yet Xavier Woods has this fucking great match with Gunther.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
It's easily the best match of SmackDown, maybe of both shows.
And they gave us a couple of false finishes.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way, but holy fuck.
He always proves how fucking good he is.
I know.
And he, like, you know, this was just a title shot just for Gunther to get another win, but still.
Yeah.
Like, do something with this fucking guy, for the love of God.
Right.
You gave Big E the title. You gave Kofi the title. When's it going to be Xavier's time?
Right.
Because that will be the best one.
It would.
Yeah, Woods gets chopped for 10 minutes. And he makes a comeback. He hits a fucking leg drop off the top rope. He shows he still cares because he's fucking up his tailbone for this.
Right.
Matt Hardy's talked about how that's like really was a horrible idea that he would do that leg drop off the top rope.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Fandango as well.
Yeah.
Woods almost wins with a couple of roll-ups, but then Gunther puts him to sleep with the sleeper hold.
And again, they went back to the 1-2-3 arms, but then the ref was just like, he's dead. He's dead. And Woods is like, I'm gonna on the third one, I'm gonna Hulk up. I'm gonna hook up. The ref just listens. He goes, "It's over." What the fuck?
It's ref discretion.
Yeah, you know?
There was a UFC fight a couple months ago where the guy was out and the guy's punching him, and the UFC ref had no fucking clue what was going on.
No, he was out. He was out. That's kind of disgusting to watch. It is disgusting. When a guy is out, the ref's like this on Xavier. Lifts his finger. Nope, that's it.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Clearly, he's dead.
His finger fell down. Don't all fingers do that? Yep.
Give Xavier Woods a chance. Like a hashtag, please. Let's get that going. Let's give Woods a chance. Give my Wood a chance.
Yeah. Right. Draft him to Raw if that's where the World Heavyweight Championship's going to be.
Right. Just so we
let him win Money in the Bank.
So let's name all the people have to be drafted to Raw. Xavier Woods, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, just so they can get a title.
A shot at that. Yeah, exactly.
They're all going to leave and Roman's going to be like, I got no one else to fight. And you're like, yeah, you suck now.
Sheamus, he'll fight Sheamus.
Maybe it should be. Maybe they are leading up. Maybe they are doing Jay now. Now that that happened, do you think Jay is going to take that off of him? That's kind of where they're going.
I don't know.
Sammy failed. Kevin Owens failed. Cody failed. Who else is...
He'll probably get a shot and lose. You know, maybe that's the SummerSlam match.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Finally, for the SmackDown main event, we have Matt Riddle versus Solo Sikoa. They already had a match, right?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
Rematch after rematch.
That's who it's going to be. It's going to be Solo fighting Roman.
After rematch.
No DQ this time.
Okay.
The Usos cut a promo hyping their rematch against KO and Sammy. Riddle jumps Solo from behind to start the match. Lots of chairs, lots of kendo sticks. Riddle kneed a chair into Solo's face, but Riddle didn't sell his knee for hitting the chair. And then Solo tried to bury Riddle under the announce table again, but Riddle blocked it with his feet. And then Riddle buried Solo under the announce table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the Usos show up and Riddle quickly takes them out. And then Solo comes out from the announce table and...
Surprised Solo wasn't like stuck to the like ground. Yeah. All that Michael Cole jizz.
It's true. I mean, they've done that to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, and he stayed out for like 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
That announce table, man. That's like fucking 300 pounds of cardboard.
Super Solo.
Solo hit Riddle with the uranage, or he gave him a uranage on the apron, and then back in the ring, Riddle ran the ropes, but Solo hit the Samoan spike for the win. And then after the match, the Usos gave Riddle a 1D through a table. I guess KO and Sammy weren't there.
I guess not.
So, fuck him.
Thumb in his dick hole.
Why? Why are they not there? What are they doing?
Why not just do the tag team champs?
Everyone's on both shows. What's going on?
Why not just do the ass to the chair through the head thing again and put Riddle out for another 6 months?
Yeah, right.
Right.
The ass to the
whatever. Next up, onto Raw. Sorry. Raw opens with Cody Rhodes. He takes off his jacket and shirt and throws it into the crowd. Oh, cool. I got a suit jacket that doesn't fit.
I'm going to put it on my wall forever.
Yeah. With a picture of Cody so people know that's his jacket.
Yeah, I'm back to that right now.
Cody shows off the scar from his torn pec and says, I beat Seth Rollins with a torn freaking pec in this very arena.
Uh-huh.
And he made me fuck a deer.
Yeah. And then Finn 14 Staples comes out and tells Cody he needs help to beat Brock Lesnar, and he offers him a spot in the Judgment Day. But Cody respectfully declines and still tries to shake his hand.
Yeah,
but you declined.
Wait, why would you decline? Roman Reigns has like 19 guys that come and interfere in his match.
And Judgment Day gets like 5 segments a week.
Yeah, why would you not want them on your side?
So Balor says, you're either with the Judgment Day or you're against the Judgment Day. And someday I'm going to slap that bleach out your head.
Yeah.
Just like... Edge cut my head open.
And Cody's like, aw.
Yeah.
Then what would your fodder?
Your fodder.
What would he think?
Your fodder is not proud of you. You lost.
You didn't fucking finish the story.
You lost too, asshole.
Yeah.
Your fodder hates you too, bitch.
Your fodder hates you.
Yeah.
So Cody says, well, I'm actually medically cleared, so let's do this right now.
There it is.
Here's Eric, you got a Cody Rhodes shirt. That's pretty cool.
You fucking mark.
Great job.
Yeah, I got it.
Did you buy that before or after he lost?
Yeah,
before.
Okay, that's before. It would be even worse if you bought it. He's like crying at like WrestleMania ends. Cody lost. What, Cody Rhodes shirt, please?
Yeah.
What? Finish the story shirt. Wait, does it say finish the story?
Yeah. in the WrestleMania writing. Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
What it is.
You don't remember? That's what I was, the day after, is all I was talking about.
I didn't
about.
See the shirt.
It was yeah. Finished the story shirt that Eric wore.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That everyone was fucking wearing.
That's yeah. Hilarious.
All you have to do is finish.
How
you
are those? Funny? Are they on the story? They have to be on clearance, right? Like $5 at this point.
Well, he'll finish the story eventually. I don't know what the ending will be.
Well, it may be one a day Roman story.
Yeah. Cody's like, I just have to outlast Roman Reigns. You know, yeah. He'll retire at
right.
Some point.
Right. But speaking of MJF, I bet he was crying when this went down as well, because he's the biggest Cody fan.
That's true.
You
yeah.
Fucking mark!
That's I'd say that to you, MJF. Right back at you.
Yeah.
Buddy.
So later in the show, we have Cody versus Balor, and Cody hits the Cody Cutter, a pedigree, and finally the Crossroads for the win.
Yeah.
You know.
Balor loses again.
The match was fine, but it didn't really advance anything.
No.
Sure.
See, now I can beat you, Brock, even though you're 10 times the size of this man.
You forget that Brock Lesnar's even feuding with Cody.
Who?
And they're like, hey, next week Brock Lesnar returns. It's like he was here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he returns again.
And all he did was come out.
Yeah.
And stand there.
Brock or Taker.
Who does he dress up as next week?
Kane.
Like, Kane.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels.
The fucking Reince or the little chiseled, like fucking, what are they called?
He's like, where'd he get that stuff? And then you just see Shawn and he's dead backstage.
Right. Yeah.
His like head is cut off.
It's like got assless chaps.
I needed his shit. Sorry.
Next up, we have Solo and the Usos versus LWO.
Wow.
LWO has new entrance music.
Because they needed it.
Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, this confirms now that, Legado is
dead,
and now they're just the LWO, whatever.
Yep.
Solo hits Cruz del Toro with the Samoan Spike, and the Usos hit the 1D for the win. After the match, the Usos dedicate the tag team title rematch to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's your cousin, you sickos.
And then backstage, Sami Zayn finds Jay and he says, what do you think's going to happen if you lose on SmackDown? Whatever it is, you don't deserve it. And then Jay asks Sami, why do you care? And Sami says, I feel bad. And Jay says, you made your choice. And like it or not, I made my choice too.
Yeah.
Jay's like, why do you care? And Sami's like,
Jesus.
Gosh, Jay. And he's like,
I love you.
Yeah.
Right.
So at this point, what are we, about an hour into Raw?
Yeah.
After 3 hours of programming, 3 appearances by the Judgment Day, 3 appearances by the LWO, 3 appearances by the Usos.
Yeah.
That's all you say. That's it. Those groups.
Right.
Yeah.
We still got 2 more hours.
So they're even right now.
They're even.
Right. Who's going to win?
Oh, I know.
Even later, Jimmy yells at Jay for talking to Sammy. Later after that, Jimmy confronts Sammy and tells him, when you lose those titles to us, your brother is going to turn on you.
Yeah.
And then even later, Kevin Owens yells at Sammy for leaving him alone with Matt Riddle. He's like, what the hell? I had to listen to this idiot all day.
It's like, Kevin, you're a nice guy. Remember?
And he walks away from him. And then Riddle tells Sammy it'll be okay because I teamed with Randy and Randy never nanny.
Yeah, something like that.
How long has it been? It's been like, you realize it's almost been a year since RKO was a fucking thing.
RK Bro.
Yes. It's been a year.
A year.
It's been a fucking year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That they have not teamed.
Yeah.
And he's still, next up, Kathy Kelly.
Hey, Randy, look. It gets bigger when I rub it.
Jesus.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, some of my creamy goo came out. Randy, look at my Viper.
Hey, you want some?
Is it poison? Is it poisonous? I guess I'll try it.
All right, so next up, Kathy Kelly.
Wait, say that again. I guess I'll try it.
Is it poisonous? I guess I'll try it.
And you just see, like, in the background, like, Vince puppet just turns his jaws open, like,
oh, good shit.
Yes!
Someone say, poison? I love poison. Give me what I want. Let me see it.
Yeah.
Poison.
Yeah, let me help you with that riddle.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I'll suck the poison out.
Jesus. Next up, Kathy Kelly interviews Trish Stratus backstage. Why are you here? Yeah. Why are you here, Trish?
Becky hasn't shown up.
Why? Becky's not there.
Lita's not there.
This was a 30-second segment with Trish just saying mean things about Becky.
Yeah.
By the way, Kathy Kelly.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's like an oversized jacket.
With the hair is all weird. And
it was strange.
Yeah. Right.
Not a fan.
Next up, we have the Street Profits versus Cedric Alexander and
fuck?
Shelton Benjamin. I mean, they literally drew names out of a hat there.
Yeah.
I think this was the Street Profits' last match together.
Why would you think that?
I really fucking hope so.
Was it because Corey Graves said it three different times? Right. This was a two-minute match.
Uh-huh.
And Corey Graves, three different times, said, this might be the last time we do the Street Profits as a tag team. You know what? I bet it's not.
Maybe not.
I bet it's not.
Right.
It might be for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I hope it is. My God. The Street Profits win in 2 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Triple H's huge announcement. What could it be? Did you kill Vince? No,
please. Please.
Triple H says Roman Reigns is approaching 1,000 days as champion.
That sucks.
He is.
You're saying this out loud?
Damn. Good.
Your writers are just that damn boring.
However, Roman negotiated so he doesn't have to defend the championship that often. And then he says, don't blame Roman for that. What? It's like, so blame Vince?
Yeah.
He gave him the deal?
Right.
Sure. And he says, the WWE universe needs more than that.
When I talked about the WWE draft, I said that the draft would change WWE and its very core.
Up a loogie.
Because when Roman Reigns gets drafted to whatever...
Sorry! I was going to edit that part out. All right. Yeah, you know. Anyways.
That was on the audio?
That was on the audio, yeah.
Oh, I thought you just did that.
Yeah.
No.
I thought you forgot to mute your mic.
Oh, no, awesome. I forgot to edit the audio I recorded is what I forgot.
You're already throwing up because you knew it was coming.
Aaliyah?
Brand... He gets drafted too. He will take the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship with him, and he will stay there.
Bullshit. He will stay the fuck there.
There. He'll stay there.
It's like he's making it up as he goes along.
Right.
The other brand will determine new champion. Uh-huh.
Oh. Everyone's like, yes, finally!
On Saturday, May 27th, at Night of Champions,
Saudi Arabia,
we will crown a new world heavyweight champion.
So is this why they made it Night of Champions and not King and Queen of the Ring? So they could debut a new title?
And they're crowning it in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And he gets a huge pop for the new belt that looks like shit.
Well, that's because everyone who popped could only see the back of it. When he said the world heavyweight title, people were like expecting Big Gold.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's a shitty ripoff of Big Gold.
Right.
And he says this champion will not demand your acknowledgement. This man will earn your acknowledgement as your world heavyweight champion. It's like, just bring back the Big Gold belt. Does every goddamn belt need to have the fucking logo plastered on it?
Yeah.
Like huge.
In fact, I got an email. They said if we're doing their pay-per-views, we got to put a big W on ours.
Oh, shit.
That's right. So what else does Triple H say about this title? Did he say it would be defended... Anytime,
yes,
anywhere.
Did.
I swear, I thought I was gonna hear.
R-Truth is the first champion, yes.
Right.
I know what that. When you say that, I know what happens.
He's gonna have 30 superstars come out ringside, and then Triple H is gonna throw in the air. So whoever catches the belt gets to be the champion.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is so fucking lame. So basically, he should have just been like, well, no one could beat Roman Reigns, so we created a new consolation prize.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. This makes Roman's reign less meaningful. It also makes it whenever someone finally beats Roman Reigns, like it's not as meaningful as it would have been.
Right.
Because it's like, well, we had another champion.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's a cop out.
Like if you were going to.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to just basically split the belts anyway.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just have Cody win?
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
Why not just have him win?
Mm-hmm.
And let him fucking, I'm not a selfish man. I finished the story. I got the WWE title, so I am officially vacating the Universal title.
I think they want Roman to break Bruno's record. So,
like so 12 years? What was
2028.
2028?
Yeah.
Stupid. Hey, it's only 5 more years. Come on, guys.
Sure.
Put up with it for 3 years.
Yeah.
MJF's like, the bidding wait of 2028. Yeah. Right.
And then after all this, Corey Graves said WWE will never be the same again.
What?
This is what they always do. Right. This is what, this is the norm. For the past 20 years, this has been the norm to have two champions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll
right.
never be the same again. What's up next?
Right. Yeah. Damage Control versus right. Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah, because we haven't seen that.
Belair beats Bayley with the KOD and Io freaks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
And does UFC have two heavyweight champions?
Well, they have like 19 different weight classes.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I said heavyweight.
True.
Does AEW have?
Well, WWE doesn't champions? Have heavyweight in the title.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Does AEW have two world champions? No.
Well, technically, as
does
of
any
right
wrestling
now,
show ever?
They have three. A half a world champion.
Yeah.
All Atlantic. No, international.
That's their intercontinental belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always hated this.
As of right now, there's three world championships in WWE.
Yeah?
There's three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Roman has two, and then
well,
this
one's
new
a
one.
Universal. It's the whole universe.
That's true. That's true.
Right. There's the company, the world, and the universe.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Austin Theory, or as they call it, Austin Theory Live. Oh, sorry, live. Austin Theory live.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Liv because he looked dead out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, Liv, wake up.
This whole segment was blip.
He bitches about having to defend the U.S. championship against Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed at Backlash. I was like, oh, that's happening.
Yeah. I guess that was broken by Sports Illustrated Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Of course.
He also says he wants to win the new World Heavyweight Championship.
Please, God, no.
And then Lashley comes out and grabs a microphone.
No.
Yeah.
That's basically what he says.
Why would Lashley even want the U.S. title now that there's a world title?
Right. Yeah. Thought the same thing.
Lashley then says he requested the triple threat match. Good job, idiot.
Right.
Right.
Could have just requested a one-on-one match.
Yeah. Sure.
But you wanted Reed in there.
Yeah.
Theory asks Lashley, where was your WrestleMania match? So Lashley threatens Theory, and then Theory tries to cheap shot him, but Lashley sees it coming. He beats up Theory outside the ring, but then Bronson Reed shows up, and they take out Lashley together. Theory hits 8 down. But then Reed runs into Theory and hits the tsunami, and then Bronson Reed holds up the belt that he's not going to win.
Yeah.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah. Who's getting pinned in that match? Probably Reed I guess,
Reed.
Right?
Yeah. Austin Theory pinning Reed.
Yeah.
You think Lashley wins?
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
Is Uncle?
Uncle Bobby?
Uncle Bobby.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is who gives a shit?
Well, that's the thing, is like Reed and Lashley are feuding. Like Theory had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Like, hey, let's just throw that in with the US title.
Sure.
And is there no one else you can give the U.S. title to?
Oh, I don't know. Xavier Woods?
You'd make that title relevant again.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, we need boring promos from a boring guy.
Like, all three guys are fucking horrible.
Right, because I don't know if you ever saw. So, in Impact Wrestling, he was Consequences Creed. He basically looked like Apollo Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if he brought that, like, kind of gimmick back.
Sure.
And then had the U.S. title, it'd be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Right.
Backstage,
comes
Elias.
Dressed like fucking Uncle Sam.
Backstage, Elias is trying to calm down Rick Boogs, who is freaking out over the draft.
Why?
He's like,
why?
Oh my God, Triple H's announcement, the new belt, the draft. Oh! And Elias is like, why do I hang out with you? You fucking suck.
Yeah,
he does.
Elias is like, why the fuck am I still working here?
And then maybe I should shave my beard again.
Right.
And then Chad Gable and Maxine Dupri are arguing over who will get Otis after the draft. And then Mustafa freaking Ali Rollins walks up and talks shit. So we have Chad Gable versus Mustafa Ali with Otis and Maxine ringside.
Sure.
And Ali wins
with
a roll up.
And
in Chicago, where he's from.
Hometown win.
Hometown win.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Hometown
meaningless win.
As a bad guy, so it doesn't really count.
Hometown down.
I guess that he's I guess that he's a bad guy. I don't think anybody cares even now.
No. Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the real Seth freaking Rollins, not the rip-off version we just saw.
Okay, not dollar store version.
Seth mentions, you know, his backlash match with Omos.
Yeah.
You guys remember? Remember when they set that up last week?
Yeah.
You guys remember that when they did that segment where they announced it?
No.
Right.
No, you didn't?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, it was on Twitter. You missed it. It was a tweet.
Yeah, it was.
Twitter.
It was a tweet.
Twitter announced it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Twitter had it first. I think Twitter made the match, and Vince was like, sounds good. Yeah, I wonder who made that match. Seth Rollins versus Omos.
I'm a genius.
Like, literally.
What do you guys think? Seth Rollins versus Omos. What do you think? That was crickets. God damn it.
Yeah.
They have nothing else. Like, how do you... 5 hours of television, and they can't fit in some kind of bump into each other in the back.
Even Seth Rollins tweeted like a... Okay, well, okay then.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he should have tweeted.
It's a little worse than that.
His bullshit.
Right.
His shit.
He tweeted Ace Ventura going, alrighty then.
Right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So Seth says, you know, I got to fight Omos, but something bigger has caught my eye. And he looks at the World Heavyweight Championship.
He looks at Omos' dick. Oh.
Outside the ring. The fans chant, you deserve it. And Seth asks the crowd, are you just saying that because I'm a Bears fan? They pop.
I mean, literally, will like he hold that title this year? Probably.
He probably wins it. I think Seth wins it for sure.
You don't think Cody?
No.
They're saving Cody to beat Reigns?
Yeah, I think they're still
Shut
doing
the
that.
Fuck.
But come on, really? Do you want Cody? Like, you lost to Roman, so now you would get this consolation prize?
I don't know.
Well, and like his dad had
Saudi Arabia?
Title.
I think this is 100% Seth Rollins. They want a baby face. Seth Rollins is over.
Better be a tournament at the pay-per-view. I don't want these preliminary bullshit matches. I better be like 8 guys fighting one night. That would be amazing.
That would be cool.
They've done it a couple of times in history. They were great at WrestleMania when Macho Man won it, and then when The Rock won it at Survivor Series. All those were amazing. With amazing matchups and upsets.
Yeah,
right.
I hope they do it that way. That would actually be fun.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They'll fuck it up.
They haven't done it in so long.
Yeah.
Seth says this championship is about more than politics and part diamond. He's cut that promo before.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then Omos and MVP come out. And MVP tells Seth after backlash, you might not have much of a future. And then Seth tells Omos, you are once in a generation because you were born that way. Seth freaking Rollins is once in a generation because I made myself that way.
And it would have been great if he's like, you know, you're 7 feet tall and you can't teach that. That would have been hilarious.
He tells Omos he's going to stomp his head into the mat at Backlash and everyone will sing a song. And
then
they
do.
That's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
He'll take a 3-second nap.
Yeah. Next up, we have the main event. Rey Mysterio versus Damian Priest.
Judgment Day. Let me get that. Oh, wait. NLWO, because that's what he's in. 4-4-5. Mm. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Bloodline barely wins.
I mean, that's 13 fucking segments with just these three groups.
That means we were seeing the Usos once an hour.
Right.
During the match, they showed Bad Bunny arrive in the parking lot.
Who cares?
Rey hit the 619. I mean, the pop for him, that had to have been Thunderdome chance. Thunderdome
chance. Where was this? Was the show in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Was it at least in Miami?
You would have thought Stone Cold or The Rock fucking got out of that car.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
Rey hit the 619 and set up for the frog splash, but Priest threw a chair at him for the DQ.
That's it.
And then Bad Bunny came out with a kendo stick and beat Priest with it until he ran away.
Kind of beat the shit out of Priest.
Then Bad Bunny stood on the announce table and told Priest, I'm not hosting Backlash anymore. I'm going to Puerto Rico to kick your ass in a street fight.
Right.
So is it one-on-one?
It's one-on-one.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, as a street fight, Dom and Rey will be involved, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rey will help Priest, Bad Bunny win, of course.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny will hit a Canadian destroyer and they'll go crazy.
You should put on there if Bad Bunny hits a 619.
Well, you get it. Who's gonna say no? Yeah.
But,
yeah. So there you go. That's Raw and SmackDown.
That's Raw.
Not SmackDown. Very good.
Wow. Not I think good the at matches all. Must have been longer because it seemed quicker for some reason. It didn't take us as long to go through it either, I don't think. But anyway.
Well, most of the matches, I just had like two-line recaps. Because
we've seen them 19 times.
I mean, the Street Profits versus Cedric and Shelton, what's there to say there?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Well, so it could be the last time.
Oh, no. Let's give some awards.
All right, go.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
You know, from first to worst. Kathy Kelly.
I had
Kathy Kelly.
Sweep it.
What the? I didn't tweet at her. I didn't want to get blocked. You know. Yeah.
Right. You still want to see those pics?
Oh yeah. Best dressed.
I'd Liv.
Liv.
No one else was like blowing me.
No one else was. So Liv blew you.
Away.
Wow. She really wanted to win that award.
Away. Yeah.
In my dreams, you're blowing me.
Some kisses.
Some kisses.
Yep.
Walk hard. So good. You haven't seen Walk Hard.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Right. Is that future Hollywood Hogwash recap?
It will. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely. I had Dakota Kai for best dressed. Thought she looked cute.
Yeah. Also, speaking of other shows, if you don't listen to the AEW podcast, Joe Pisano made his triumphant return.
He did. Made my return.
It was a fucking treat.
Thank you. Thank you.
It absolutely
sir.
Was.
Thank you, kind sir.
Instead of having Josh as like your color commentary guy.
Yeah.
Well, he was still there.
He was, but he fell back into his Byron Saxon role.
The whole show was just me asking questions. Literally when I left watching AEW, everyone that was a heel became a face. Everyone that was a face became a heel.
Yeah.
I was like, Moxley's a bad guy. Daniel Bryant, like a bad guy. Britt Baker's a good guy.
Yeah.
Paige is a bad guy. Like, none of it made sense. I was like, they just flipped everybody.
Worst acting.
I'm going to go with Raquel Gonzalez. I hate smiling Raquel.
Oh, I know.
Make that's her a heel and she'll be so fucking dominant.
Yeah.
She'd be so
that's
good
as a
heel.
What
she
did in NXT.
For sure.
Right, right.
Now she's smiling all the time.
Well, I had Riddle.
You know, Randy, me and Randy. We Randy.
Sure. I had Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't sound angry at all.
Good.
Best acting?
I'm going to go with Seth.
Yeah, it's Seth.
Sure, sweep it.
Worst comment.
This could be the last time we see this.
Maybe the last time.
The very last time.
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of sweeps.
None of that is going to be true.
No.
No.
Best comment?
Seth freaking Rollins is a once in a generation because I made myself that way.
I guess.
I had Bad News Barrett says this line. Woods smelling the shocker.
Huh.
Those words were said in the match.
I think that's on film somewhere.
Woods, I almost recorded it, smelling the shocker.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I guess. It's like, Eric, you want it?
How many were in the pink?
I loved it, yeah.
Worst three. Match?
Women's tag title match.
That's what I had.
Oh, 100%.
Super slow-mo, the six-woman tag.
I had LWO versus Bloodline. You knew there was no way that LWO was winning.
Viking Raiders and Braun.
That's acceptable. Yeah.
Thank you.
Best match.
Woods Gunther.
Yeah,
sweep
it. Yeah. Worst move.
So, you didn't bring it up on your recap of the match, but when Braun and Ricochet, I think... Braun tagged Ricochet in and tried to help him over the rope and ended up just like throwing him across the ring. He just like fell. Like it didn't do anything.
Stupid monster.
Yeah. I was like, well, what the fuck was that?
Bad monster.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe?
The girls, the face girls.
Squirting?
Cheating with a roll up like to win.
And I had the water.
Liv squirting? Yeah, that was your worst move?
I'm not a fan of squirting.
Okay.
I think it's gross.
You're insane.
Best move. It's pee, guys.
It's
not pee.
It is absolutely pee.
Then why doesn't it smell like pee?
Oh, it smells like pee.
It doesn't smell like pee.
Maybe
drink it. It doesn't taste like pee.
Jesus.
No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. Best move?
Best move.
Cody's pedigree?
I had the Riddle suplex of Solo onto the chairs.
Okay.
That
looked like
Woods leg drop off the top rope.
Nice. Nice.
Worst moment or segment?
I had the Trish interview.
Sure.
I had that until Bad Bunny. I don't like it.
And I had the Theory Lashley Reed segment.
Okay.
Ooh. But the, yeah, Lashley can't read.
Right.
That was, it was, yeah. best moment or segment?
Ooh.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, anything? What did you have for best?
I mean, I,
who
I,
are you?
Did you, she didn't have anything, or
so I really.
Who are you?
All right, sorry.
Who are you, Eric?
Uh-huh. Who are I?
Both my hands are on you.
Yeah.
So now I won't press it.
Right. Okay.
What'd you have?
So I do like the fact that we're finally going to have another champion besides Roman.
Mm.
I mean, if anything, the belt doesn't look great.
Yeah.
But at least we're going to have another champion.
No, 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 no.
No.
Until Roman wins it.
Until Roman wins it at SummerSlam.
Yes. You're whole.
Everybody's whole.
All right. On to breaking news. So CM Punk was on Monday Night Raw.
What? This was confirmed, not just a rumor?
Yes.
People confirmed it?
There was a video. A video surfaced.
What did he... How did he get in?
Of CM Punk.
Someone probably let him in.
Outside, well, hold on. I have all the info here.
Okay.
There's a video of CM Punk outside of the Allstate Arena Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Punk was seen saying something, talking to Tamina.
Yeah.
And then she walks away.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of like was like, whatever. Multiple sites reported that Punk was backstage at Raw before the show went on the air. Apparently, he was like, you know, let in. Like they were just like, yeah, come on in.
Some security guard probably thought he still worked there.
They're saying that he did meet with Triple H,
yes,
but no one knows what it was about. I'm kind of surprised that not, and like none of the dirt sheets are even like making something up about that.
Right.
Like what it was about.
Yeah.
But like they're saying he met with Triple H. No one's claiming to know what it was about. They also said that Punk met with The Miz to clear the air because he's always like publicly hated The Miz. And then they said Punk was eventually asked to leave after Vince McMahon was told he was there. Vince wasn't at Raw, but he phoned in some major...
That's awesome.
He phoned in some major changes to the show. Apparently this was another Raw where like Vince rewrote everything the last minute. That's and right. I guess someone called Vince, hey, CM Punk's here, and get him the hell out of there!
Is he coming back? Who?
But it's just weird CM because Punk? The rumors are that Punk is about to return to AEW. CM Punk is reportedly about to get his own TV show on AEW's on Saturday nights, and now he's at Raw? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Great negotiating move, as I'm sure they're still negotiating, maybe.
I guess.
Right, right, right. Because you know Tony Khan reads all the dirt sheets.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's where he gets his ideas from.
Wait, absolutely. Wait, Tony wants him back?
Yeah, he does.
Sign him! Fuck him!
Yeah.
Maybe, like, it's the one guy that Vince won't, because he's, like, CM Punk is the one guy that actually broke Vince's heart.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
Yeah. Like Hulk Hogan leaving to join WCW, like, you know, fuck him! Like, Ultimate Warrior, what? And then CM Punk, like, I really thought he was my son!
Yeah.
God damn it! Well, what the fuck happened? Yeah. Come back, Shane! I love you!
Shane's like, what the fuck? I'm right here.
CM Punk's at Raw?
Where the hell have you been?
I've been on AEW.
Who are you?
Yeah. Come on, Phil. Everybody shits their pants now and then in the ring. I've done it twice. Here, I'll do it tonight before the show just to show you that I'll do anything.
No, Vince.
Remember when I tore both of my quads? That was for you. Did you see Shane taking after his old man? I told him to do that.
Speaking of Shane, back,
you'll probably never walk again.
For me.
Remember, there was one time where he said, Dad, I know you're not going to like it, but I'm going to jump off the 20-foot cell at WrestleMania. I said, sounds good, yeah. Son. Good luck. Don't break your neck.
What the fuck did I tell you about bothering me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always tell everyone a McMahon does it before everyone. Well, Shane, you're already a McMahon. I don't have to try it.
Speaking of Shane, he did post a video of himself working out with the caption, week 3 post-op. He was sporting a leg brace. So, yeah. I imagine he's going to want to return redeem. To at least do something, you know, on TV to redeem himself.
Yep.
Maybe at next year's WrestleMania, he beats up The Miz again.
Yeah.
They're like, keep, call Snoop Dogg just in case.
He's trying to get back to Saudi for that Saudi money right away.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a robot leg.
He's probably going to win this fucking belt if he didn't get hurt.
Oh, of course.
Best in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Best in the world, Eric.
Right.
Also, James Andrew Miller of Sports Illustrated reported that there are people at Warner Brothers Discovery who are interested in buying the TV rights to Raw or SmackDown, which is, you know, TBS? AEW is currently on TBS, yeah, TNT. Right. Imagine if they're both on the same network.
Oh my God.
Like, they would absolutely want them to cross-promote.
Of course.
100%. Like, AEW, you know, TNT would be like, yeah, we need you guys to cross-promote. It'd be interesting. Unless they just, like, choose WWE over AEW. I mean, bigger ratings. You know? Hello? Yes?
Yeah. Invasion.
Not again.
Not again.
Instead of fighting back, Tony Khan's just, like, coming in his pants.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is everything I ever wanted.
We're taking you off the network.
No! YouTube it is! Hey, Dad!
What do you got?
Mercedes Moné.
Who?
Sasha Banks.
Thank you.
Kona Reeves.
She lost
Mandalorian.
She lost the IWGP Women's Championship after 64 days.
Yeah,
oh, that wasn't long.
Apparently, she's still gonna be with New Japan for a while.
Apparently, her contract's up, but she's gonna sign a new contract.
Yeah,
because it was apparently a big success for them.
So AEW doesn't want to pay her money.
No, I think she just wants to be there.
Yeah.
She has like a Japanese fetish thing
she does.
Going on.
Yeah,
it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. Also,
read the DiBiase one.
Yeah. Ted DiBiase Jr.
Oh, boy.
Has been formally charged with stealing millions of dollars.
Yeah. We heard about
this. $1 million man.
We heard about this like a year or two ago, right?
Yeah.
But now he's being
intended for low income families and individuals in Mississippi. The federal indictment was unsealed today and contains 13 total charges, including theft, fraud, money laundering, and
what?
Can you read that?
Conspiracy.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, what a shithead.
Yeah.
Well, so it's him and his dad and his brother, right?
Yeah. This move comes 18 months after DiBiase Jr., along with his father and his brother Brett, who was also briefly involved in wrestling, were ordered to repay millions of misspent welfare money. And 1 month after Brett
pled
guilty to fraud.
Wow, wow, wow.
Is this the same thing Brett Favre's involved with?
Mate?
They're all going to be sharing a cell with Todd Chrisley. Welcome, boys. Are you guys wrestlers?
I mean, this guy was
the Marine. Did you ever watch my show, Chrisley Knows Dicks?
This guy was the Marine, for God's sake.
He was the Marine.
He was the next big thing.
He was the Marine.
Two.
Yeah.
He was the second Marine.
Wow.
Right. Also, I don't know if you guys might know who this is, Chris Candido.
Yes. Oh, Sonny's.
Okay. So yesterday marked the 18-year anniversary of his final match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. During the match, he suffered a dislocated ankle, broken tibia, and fibula after taking a drop kick and landing awkwardly. So 2 days later, he had an operation on his ankle, got screws, pins, all that. 3 days after his surgery, he collapsed and was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead due to a blood clot, which occurred after he took a flight home against doctor's orders.
Yeah.
Wow. So he was only 33.
You spoiled the Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Yeah, I know.
And Sonny was like, Sean, come here.
Jesus.
Wow. Let's see. I got one more. Mm. So Chavo Guerrero went on kind of a Twitter rant.
It's kind of funny because this is like right after we were talking about how every Rey Mysterio feud is about Eddie Guerrero.
Right.
Yeah.
So he said if Rey Mysterio is really mentioning the Guerrero name only in tribute and not to line his own pockets with cash, maybe he'll donate some of that money to charity, or even better, how about to Eddie's daughters? That'll show myself and the fans he's not prostituting the family name. But A,
wow.
Rey doesn't write the show. Mm-mm. B, he doesn't have like Rey and Eddie gear.
Right, but every feud is about Eddie for some
Yeah, but I wonder if that's Vince, though, pushing that.
It's just the name. It's not like Ray's making royalties off of Eddie stuff.
Well, can't they sell Eddie stuff and give the proceeds to the daughters?
Probably.
I'm sure, not all of it, but
I'm
whatever
sure it
they
all
get.
Goes to Vicky.
Maybe, no, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, some fan got into it with him saying, oh, line his own pocket. She's talking about jealous. Oh, and Chavo said, pass some on to Eddie's daughters then. I guess he's only doing it for the money, dummy. And this other person said, how about you get yourself booked, then donate your whole salary to your niece?
Yeah, right.
And he's like, oh, if I was living off of her dad's name, I would. You kind of are.
That's your only thing.
It's his name, though, but yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm just tired of every fucking Ray feud that someone, whoever the bad guy is, mentions Eddie.
Well, he's got to do the thing. Didn't Eddie try to kill Ray? Like twice?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Also. Wait. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll save it with trivia.
Okay.
I'll have my own little trivia.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Rumor time.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
Dave Meltzer says Drew McIntyre has been out with an undisclosed injury.
It's a broken heart because he can't get over.
Right.
Drew's WWE contract is also up in a few months. And the two sides are far apart on money, according to Uncle Dave.
I can imagine.
When you say far apart on money, though, like, what else is he going to do? He's not an AEW guy.
No.
No, but if you're smart, you at least use that for leverage.
Right.
I guess.
PW Insider reports Braun Strowman suffered a concussion. Must have been on Friday in that tag team match, but he's currently out. Mm. Not sure how long he'll be gone.
Bummer.
And then, the reason why we haven't seen Johnny Gargano, Fightful says that Johnny re-aggravated his shoulder during his match with Grayson Waller at Stand and Deliver.
Damn it.
They're saying he's doing physical therapy to try to avoid surgery. He did post, like, yesterday a video of him suplexing Grayson out of the ring onto some chairs. So maybe he's trying to be like, this is where it happened.
Right.
God, he'd be the perfect person, honestly, to take the title off of Theory. Yeah. He'd be the perfect guy to do that.
Yeah, he already feuded with him, though, sadly. Yeah.
Who cares?
And he's not winning shit.
Yeah.
He'll never win a belt. Yeah. Maybe, like, the tag belts if they split them up again.
Right.
But that is all I got for rumors. So it's trivia time.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
So Ric Flair was on Joe Rogan.
Yes.
And I learned two things about Flair that I didn't know.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys don't know.
I only watched like the first 15 minutes of it so far. So
I don't think, I think this was in the middle or the end. So the two things, Joe asked him, where'd you get your style from?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to try to make you guess names from the 70s, but I'm going to give you five choices. Where he's like, I got kind of my attitude and my style from this person.
This will be Eric.
This is what made me become Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone, Tom Selleck, Robert De Niro, Bruce Jenner or Joe Namath?
I already saw this. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll let Eric do it.
I kind of want to say Joe Namath.
That is correct. Right. He saw him wearing mink coats and stuff, even though he's only a couple years younger than him.
Right.
Yeah.
He's I want to be that guy.
Right. I remember him wearing like the big mink coats.
He said like, I saw that, you know, I heard that... Joe Namath had sex with 300 women. I was like, I want to be him.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
I
want to have
sex with 10,000 women.
Did you hear where he got the woo from?
Yeah, but that was in the 30 for 30, like, you know,
it
5
was?
Years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that. Do you remember who he got it from?
No.
Which singer?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
All right.
Sorry.
Sorry. That was my other trivia. All right.
There's no way.
Well, go ahead, Eric.
All right. Yeah. So this wrestler who competed at WrestleMania 39,
okay, mm-hmm,
as of April 22nd of this year, has not won a singles match in a year.
He was at WrestleMania. And as of this week, he hadn't won in a year.
He hasn't won a singles match in a year.
John Cena, boom, nailed it.
No.
Well, he hadn't.
That's true.
But I'm sure you mean a regular.
Right.
He was in a match.
He was in a match.
And he lost.
And he lost. but he also hasn't won a singles match in a year.
A year.
Sammy?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
Gosh, it's hard to go through all the matches. There were so many. Omos?
No.
Oh, yeah, he wins squash
matches. Yeah, he wins squash matches. Where he fights squashes.
What,
Miz?
No.
I'm just throwing out names now. I'm trying to think of people because he was technically...
What are the matches?
If you really think about it, it's pretty easy. Obvious.
Brock?
No.
No.
Oh, because he won at Mania.
now I need to look. What is this?
He. Definitely a he.
Yes.
He said he. Night one or night two?
I don't remember.
You have
honestly.
The. You have it? You have no, the scorecard?
I don't.
Yeah. Man.
Hasn't won a singles match in over a year.
Is it Kevin Owens?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh shit, has he not won in a year?
Jimmy Uso.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if it's not an obvious tag team.
Was it a singles match he was in at WrestleMania?
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
So he was in a tag. What other tag matches?
Oh, wait a minute. He made a face. What else was there?
I don't know. This is taking too long.
All right, what is it?
Sheamus.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I guess because he's been in the group for so long.
He's been in the group and in the singles matches
he
has.
How the fuck did he qualify for all those title shots?
I don't know. But his on the April 22nd.
He's been delivering banger after banger.
Yeah, banger.
Jobber after.
He defeated Kofi in singles action. Since then, he has not won a singles match on WWE TV.
Wow.
Oh, I got all these house show wins here.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. So, yeah, he's lost to McIntyre, Gunther, Solo Sikoa, Sami Zayn.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's it. He just keeps losing all of them.
We haven't seen him now in a couple weeks, right?
Since WrestleMania.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Hey, fan favorite, Sheamus.
Yeah.
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 He still shows up. All right, fan questions. Kimbo, a world title on the line in Saudi. Surely only one man has the credentials to win it. By God, it's Oldberg.
Oh, fuck.
Please.
It's the Saudi,
I say
it's
Logan
Saudi
Paul.
Prince. Yeah. He would be... That would be great to have him in that tournament.
Logan Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He probably will be if they do it there, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Bobby the Mark Soydam, did Joe get drunk and show up to the wrong podcast last week?
Yeah.
Josh Egan, create a stipulation match that hasn't been seen before and which wrestlers would be in it?
Oh, man.
Loaded. I mean, everything's been done.
Isn't that, you have
wrestling.
To watch our draft.
Pink guy on a pillow
true.
Match.
Yeah.
That's true. The Saudis came up with some crazy matches.
Yeah. Watch our draft.
Dylan.
Yeah. Mine? Yeah. Huh? Pink guy on a pillow match?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Disgusting. Dylan, what does Ric Flair think of Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets? He kind of already did that.
Yeah, I mean, just watch the beginning of the show. You
flared it up.
I'm not going to get better than that.
Nope.
River Gross wants a drunk Flair. Saw him on Rogan's podcast, was thinking of Joe the whole time.
He actually, for most of that podcast, he was very calm and just kind of...
Yeah.
And he was coherent.
He was coherent. I'm not sure why Rogan thought this was a new thing, like having Ric Flair on.
I think it was just Tony Hinchcliffe is always like telling Joe Rogan to have wrestlers on.
Because it's just great TV.
Again, the Jake Roberts one was the best. It was so good. Uncle Saudi. That's true. Yeah. Bray Wyatt. Remember him?
No.
No, you don't. Let's settle this debate right now. Have Roman win the new title, Triple Champ.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
It's probably going to happen.
I think.
Chief Nakahoma, I like the new belt. It has a Ferrero Rocher feel to it.
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher, sorry.
Yeah, is that the candy?
That's that candy. Very underrated chocolate, in my opinion.
But it was wrapped in
also,
gold.
Also, permission to join the Jets bandwagon?
Done.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah, do you remember what this looks like? The chocolate? It looks just like it.
Yeah. right.
That's great. Good job.
That's amazing. Mark Maravillas, did you know that Brock Lesnar is the most decorated champion in combat sports history?
Because you're including wrestling?
Cody said it like five times.
Yeah.
In his promo.
He wouldn't shut up. How was he?
The most decorated champion in combat sports history. Yeah, I don't know how that's true, actually.
Yeah. I'm sure
I guess he's game. I guess he's counting wrestling.
That's dumb.
See, Lopez, how do you feel?
That's like saying Sylvester Stallone's the greatest boxer of all time.
Right. St. Lopez, how do you feel about Aaron Rodgers' trade? I refer you to the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, no, fuck.
Hulk Hogan's brother. Does this new championship further prove that Cody should have just won the damn match?
Of course.
Yep. I said it.
JT Pisani, I just realized that Bronson Reed is Typhoon from the Natural Disasters with an Australian accent. We just need Otis to grow his hair out again, and you've got Natural Disasters 2.0.
Right.
P.S. Bronson's titty is out more than a girl on OnlyFans.
Nice.
Yes. This question is from...
Who are you?
Nice. Did Vince's Zoom feed freeze when Triple H pitched Ali winning in his hometown?
Right. It must have.
All right, so we've got Ali versus Gable. I want Ali to not win!
I heard win.
Brock Landers, doesn't the new hideous title just scream we fucked up with Roman and can't do anything to fix it, so we have this instead?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Of course it does.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Finally, who is closer to a championship?
Go ahead.
The Mets, the Jets, or Cody?
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Very, that's hilarious.
Very ouch.
I'm going to say Cody. I think he wins this title.
I don't think so.
So hold on. So the Mets at the earliest possible time, and I'm pretty sure they lost tonight, could win in October. You don't think Cody holds a title in, like, before October?
Well, title, it's got to be one of those two.
Yeah.
He has
to. I say they're waiting for next
So we're meeting. Saying the Mets are going to win the World Series.
No, absolutely not. Cody still has the Cody's, best chance.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would say the Jets first, though. The Jets. The Super Bowl's in February, Maine is in April.
You still got to get past the Chiefs in our own conference.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
NDAs all day, was listening to Best Return Bracket. And this was before Edge came back in 2020. If he would have done the bracket after his return, where do you think he would have landed in the bracket? I mean, it would be up there. It was a great one.
Sure.
It'd definitely be up there.
Hi.
Muscles Marinara. They have to merge Roman's titles now, right? Right? Vince Laugh, MJF.
They better just make it a nicer looking title. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
I think they need to.
Not this blue-red bullshit.
Oh, it's just going to be the fucking W.
You think it'll be half blue, half red? No. Like a line across?
I don't think so. Vinny the Gooch, Pushfire Barry, what is hurting WWE entrances the most? A stage designed with zero personality consisting of a giant video board and nothing else.
Yeah.
Giant obnoxious 3D images that cover the entire screen, and replacing everyone's unique entrance music with generic rock number 9. That's the worst part. These are all terrible.
Yeah, yeah, fire that, I guess.
Well, no, you're what's hurting the most. Oh, so that's the most.
Yeah, that's definitely
the
hurting
shitty
the most.
Music. The stage and the 3D, I would say the stage is the second worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you
the
can't
3D,
see the
3D you only see on TV, so.
3D is still bad, but
right. The
fucking no stage. There's no stage.
Nope.
It's so fucking boring.
Right.
Richard Guy, do you still have the video you guys did where you fought in a bouncy house ring and did a Royal Rumble match and your sister did the ring announcing?
Go ahead.
Can you post it?
Tell them where it is.
It's on my personal YouTube account. I'll fucking just DM me, Redshirt Guy. I don't want to post it publicly anywhere.
Why?
It's pretty stupid.
What is it called, though?
I'm gonna get canceled if enough people find that YouTube account.
Yeah, right. That's probably true. All your Spider-Man stuff.
It's a bunch of words you're not allowed to say anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael Scott. hey guys, just wanted to chime in and disagree with you. I think Dominic has really surged as a heel and is doing a good job embracing his persona. He still needs work on the mic, but he's come a long way. I wish you would admit that. There's nothing to admit, Michael Scott, from The Office. He flubs every fucking line they give him. Yeah. He's terrible. He's not convincing. He's shitting himself every time he fucking talks.
I'll give him one thing. He's come a long way, but that's still nowhere near where he needs to be.
No.
Right.
He's come a long way.
In NXT, that's where he needs to be.
That's probably true.
It's a shame Dusty Rhodes is gone. Maybe he could help him.
Right.
True.
Also, Damian Priest is not all bad. He sounds good on the mic. No, he fucking doesn't.
No.
No, he fucking doesn't. No. Sorry.
No.
Agree to disagree. He has a good look.
Disagree to disagree.
He has a good look. That's it. Just because you didn't like him from the beginning doesn't mean you can't change your opinion. We've changed our opinion many times. Yeah. Please. Sure. We fucking hated the New Day at first. We hated a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, come on now. Right. Can you admit they don't suck as much as you think? No. And to prove to you I'm being fair, I agree with you that Sheamus sucks. And Cody's "what do you want to talk about" line is cringy as fuck. Well, that we can agree on.
Even this week, it was just... like, just come up with something new.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right, it's not your thing. It's not a thing.
Right.
Josh DeStefano, I just watched WrestleMania 19 where Brock Lesnar did a huge senton off the top rope. It was a shooting star press.
Yeah.
On Kurt Angle and almost paralyzed himself. Do y'all remember that? You should do a bonus recap of that WrestleMania. Maybe we will.
Mm. Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
That was WrestleMania 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Thank you. The old Kanye. So Triple H debuted a belt that's even uglier than the 24/7 title, which is probably returning soon. Honestly, the ugliest big gold belt ever. Also, shout out to y'all for being one of the few wrestling podcasts I know that aren't shills or marks for WWE or AEW.
You're welcome.
The correct bias is that both companies suck. That is true. Mm. Thank you, Kanye. Black Villain J, just can't with them trying so hard on Raw and the show still was straight trash. New belt, okay. So damn, what, you know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Ryan, fuck, marry, kill, finger blast.
Oh, wow. Wait, what?
Yeah, writing this one down.
It's not great. Okay. It's not even good.
So this is, okay. Finger blast, marry, kill? Is that what we're...
And
fuck,
there's
marry,
four.
Kill, finger blast.
Oh, finger blast.
Meechin. You want to do it... You want to do her first and then choose the rest?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I want to hear them all.
No, come on, this is more fun.
I'm going to finger blast her because I think there's probably going to be a worse one on this list. So I'm finger...
Eric?
Well, you have to marry, fuck, or kill one of them. All right, yeah. Eric, where do you want to put her in?
Come on, man. It's not a fucking contest.
Yeah, I'll right, finger well, blast her.
Yeah.
Piper Niven.
There you go. Kill. Thank you. I saved
you. You're going to be sorry.
Oh, no.
Tamina.
Who am I marrying? Oh, this is just the worst of the worst.
Nia Jax.
Yeah, that's fine. At least she has the prettiest face. All right,
so I'm going to marry Meechin.
Blowjobs and ball games with Nia Jax.
I'm going to finger blast Nia.
At that point, you just find the hottest guy.
No, I'll fuck Nia. Finger blast.
Right, God damn it.
I'll marry Adam.
They're all wrong.
I'll marry Adam Cole.
I'll fuck Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Dan Hankinson.
I'll finger blast Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
Who would you... God. I don't even want to know.
Randy!
At least he's smooth, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, as a Packers fan, I love what we got back in return for Rodgers. How do you guys feel about it?
I think fair on both sides.
I mean, look, as long as the Jets go to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Todd Fricker, wondering if you're going to get another Patreon episode of Joe's Trivia Show. Oh. First one was great, and I have really good questions I'd be willing to send Joe to help with the show.
Send them to me on my personal Instagram. And man, maybe I'll work up another one.
Mannix, the way I would have done the draft, you keep Roman undrafted so he can defend the titles against wrestlers from both shows. Instead of creating a new world title, you elevate the U.S. and IC championship as main titles. What do you think? Well, absolutely. The problem is they want a fucking world title that could actually be defended.
Yes. Because that's what they've been doing. With the guy, what he just said, is what they've been doing.
Right.
And it hasn't worked.
Big Erection Langston. The new WWE game has a storyline with a blacked out Elimination Chamber pod. Would it be cool to do a big surprise return during a chamber? Or would it diminish the gimmick by allowing some guy to get in it without earning it? And no, I don't know how you'd sneak them into the pod without people seeing them. Also, like, to be able to... I guess they have to cover up the pod completely, like so you couldn't see inside.
I mean,
of
if
it.
You could pull it off, I think it'd be cool.
I think it'd be cool.
It would.
Yeah.
I guess like because the chamber hangs like above the ring.
Yeah.
So that guy is already in there, and it's just
or
like,
he'd have to be under the ring, and under the chamber would have to be like some sort of trap door thing.
Or what is it? Four chambers and two start.
Yeah.
And so the seventh person comes from the back. When the timer hits.
Right, but I'm just, this is just like a more like, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, oh, who's in that pod the whole time?
Again, if you can get him in the pod without anybody looking, sure.
It'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Joseph Ryland, do you think Corey Graves is done jizzing on that ugly-ass belt yet? Keep up the amazing work. No, I don't think so.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, Corey's turning into coal.
He's learning from the worst.
Jizzing too much lately.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, so we got a new belt for Cody, but would you rather see the new belt change hands every pay-per-view to make up to all the talent that missed out on holding a title the past 3 years?
That's yes. kind of what I'm saying. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or yeah. should Brock just win it?
Fuck off.
You know, that's not a bet. That could be. No, it can't be. Because Triple H was like, I promise this is not a part-time belt. The man Lan. How long before we have a champion versus champion match where Roman wins all the belts? Oh. Also seems redundant to have another world champ. Well, of course.
Yep.
Of course.
All those things.
Zach Taylor, would you rather see a new world title mimic the look of a retired belt or be something completely unique like the AEW World Championship or the original WWE Undisputed Championship from the early 2000s? The new title has no creativity or uniqueness.
You mean
and that is correct.
This one?
I mean,
you know what's hilarious is like this one's not even great, but it's miles ahead of anything they have right now. This is the fucking one that like Hogan and Undertaker had. See,
turn it to me a little bit. Yeah.
Like it was pretty boring.
Brock
it's all
this.
One fuck, you know, like
Kurt Angle.
Just bring back the Winged Eagle.
It's the best.
Like this new belt they made is for the fans. Just bring back the Winged Eagle.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, Cody teased it. So, like, you've already
Well, he had to win the WWE title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Omar, what the fuck? Fuck Rey Mysterio. Why is he on every single Raw and SmackDown? Didn't he go crying like a little bitch, Adam Pearce, about being on Raw? I feel like he made a deal with WWE, and they're just giving him everything he wants. Oh, God, he wants the Rey Mysterio voice. Hold on.
Adam Pearce, I quit. No, wait, I don't quit. But I go to SmackDown. But you have me. You have to let me go in the Hall of Fame. No, wait. And I get to wrestle me familia. My son Dominic at WrestleMania. No, wait. And I have to have the LWO. No, and Eddie's music. No, and I get to be on Raw and SmackDown every week. Yay!
That's pretty
funny. That's pretty funny.
Ryan, I must be old. 38. Ouch. Because I don't know one song or give a shit about Bad Bunny. Could you give me an equivalent to the late 90s act? Is he as relevant as Limp Bizkit was, more or less? I'd say he's a bigger star for the kids.
Don't look at me. I know less than the 38-year-old.
I'm a grandfather when it comes to current music. I know nothing.
Andrew and I are movie guys. I've never claimed to be a music guy.
I mean, I was when I was young, but Eric, the music was good.
You're kind of a music guy.
Yeah, but I don't listen to Bad Bunny.
I think for his fans, he's the best.
Yeah. Ever. Like, he's the goat of goats.
Yeah.
Like, people go nuts for
like
him.
Like, Latino rap, I guess?
He's like Eminem. It's like, I would compare him to Eminem in terms of, like, height of popularity.
Right.
Like, do you imagine Eminem in the fucking early 2000s, late 90s?
He's that big?
He becomes a wrestler.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Wow.
Except Eminem is actually talented. Jalen Silva, Triple H. This is a beautiful, modernized World Heavyweight Championship. Vince, damn it, where the fuck is a giant W?
Yeah.
Well, how's anyone supposed to know what title this is for? How's anyone supposed to know what the fuck they're watching?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a medium-sized W.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sure.
S. Thorne, with the new title belt, does Roman get a new belt to carry instead of two? Do the tag belts not matter? Yeah, I mean, all these questions have yet to be answered.
Correct.
I hope they merge. They won't, though. We're going to have two different tag champs. You know, one for Raw, one for SmackDown again. It's just not needed. It's really not. Just have KO and Sammy go on both shows, just like the women tag titles do, you know?
Yeah.
We don't need two men tag titles. The fucking company hasn't even cared about tag teams for so fucking long.
Right.
Ryan, WWE screwed the pooch on Cody. The only guy at this point that could be a viable option to create a Mania moment as big as the one that they had to me is returning Big E, assuming he can be cleared. Considering the injury and Roman's nuclear heat, you could get a massive reaction if booked right. What do you guys think? I don't know. I mean, I think it's still Cody. I think Jay could be a good option, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Quick Bad Bunny update. So they go back, like 2014, Ed Sheeran had the most streams on Spotify, then Drake, Ed Sheeran, Drake, Post Malone.
That's
the last
too
3 years
for me.
Bad Bunny with 18.5 billion Spotify streams last year.
There you go.
Unbelievable. More than Taylor Swift.
Jeff, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Hardy, remember the promo CM Punk gave on Cody? If he went to WWE, it's all coming true. Maybe that's why Punk was backstage, just to say I told you so.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Nathan Bain, of course, it's a big ass W, but at least it's not blue or red. Well, I guess that's something. Donald Alexander, Pushfire Barry, LWO shirts, Matt Riddle's ring panties, or Seth's jumpsuit?
Well, obviously, kill the panties.
Kill the panties.
I guess push Seth's jumpsuit.
Yeah, push that.
Steven with a V. Hello, Andrew Taker, Hawaiian Devil, and Ultimate Avenger. When I was young, I tried to pick the toughest, manliest wrestling name I could think of, so I went with Manville. Yes, I've heard it all, he says.
That's going... When was the last time I mentioned Ultimate Avenger?
Right.
Who was that?
Steven with a V.
Wow, Steven with a V.
I guess Eric's the Hawaiian Devil?
Is that your wrestler as a kid?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
Ultimate Avenger.
Fucking remembered all that.
He was tough to beat. When I played his music, Andrew was pissed.
Someone listened to a podcast from 2016.
Yeah, seriously. Wow.
PCJ, they're retiring the WWE title that's been held by some of the greatest of all time since 1963. I don't know. They still said WWE Undisputed, whatever.
Yeah. I think you'll become the WWE title. I think they're just going to get rid of the Universal.
I agree.
Because they've only had, like, what, 10 people hold it?
Because they've had a WWE Undisputed Champion.
Right. That's they just nutted all over social media about how it's like the 60th anniversary of the title or
right,
something.
Right.
I think they're just going to call it the WWE Universal Championship.
Yeah. And
that's it.
Fuck off.
We have another fugly belt that from a distance looks like it says Wario Champion.
Oh, nice.
Damn you, Vince, as Austin Powers would say, why won't you die?
Yeah.
Vince's mustache. Joe, what are Ric Flair's thoughts on the new belt? A lot of Ric Flair
centric questions.
There's a lot of room to spooge on it. You can draw Ric right there.
There you go.
Right, they used to spray paint NWO. Rick just jizzes Rick.
Rick
on the belt.
Wow. He was the first to regal a belt. Should have been called flaring a belt. Ooh. I'm going to put some flair on that belt.
That's right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Brian, Pushfire Barry, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats.
Push DoorDash.
I agree with
Barry,
that.
Barry, Uber Eats, Fire Grubhub.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Chandler Black, what are the odds Roman wins the World Heavyweight Championship? Ivana Eat Maas.
Yep.
They're really going to give Cody this B-tier title and call it a wrap on his story, aren't they?
Yes.
I finished the story.
I truly believe that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Kevin Key, how disappointed did Triple H look when he announced the new title? It looked like he was selling his soul for...
Poison.
Yeah.
For poison.
Agreed.
Yeah, poison.
It's poison. Yeah, that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as the other one. We have Hollywood Hogwash. We review movies every week. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. For only $5 a month, you can cancel anytime. AEW recaps every week. Pay-per-views, brackets, classic episodes.
Bracket.
It's a lot of fun on there. Trust me. We crack each other up.
We
know you guys must be laughing as well.
Oh, we do.
Go check it out. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And we'll see you next week for Backlash Predictions.
Yeah, we're all champions.
Everybody wins. Yay.
Everyone's a champ.
Champ?
The champs are here.
Hey, good night, champ. Good night, champ.
Champ.
All right.
Champ. Doctor.
And all of you, champ. Good night, champ.
Everyone's a champ.
What's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.